A $14 billion Bitcoin options expiry hits Friday, and 75,000 is the magnet. Friday morning will bring the largest quarterly Bitcoin options expiry of 2026 so far. A total of $14 billion in notional value is set to settle on Deribit at RU80 UTC on March 28, representing roughly 40% of the exchange's total open interest. The max pain price, the level where the most contracts expire worthless, sits at $75,000. As of March 25, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $70,695, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 35. Fear. That puts spot roughly 6% below the max pain strike, creating a gap that options market makers and dealers will be watching closely over the next 3 days. What $14 billion in open interest? Actually looks like each Deribit options contract represents one BTC, making this a straightforward conversion. The expiry covers roughly 200,000 contracts at current prices. This is the March quarterly settlement, which tends to concentrate more open interest than weekly or monthly expirations because institutional hedging strategies often anchor to quarter-end dates. The put-to-call ratio stands at 0.63, meaning there are roughly 63 put contracts for every 100 calls. That skew toward calls tells a clear story. More traders are positioned for upside than downside heading into the settlement. But the current spot price, well below max pain, complicates that picture. Jean-David Pequignot, Deribit's chief commercial officer, described the $75,000 level as a gravitational pull on spot price. That language is deliberate. Max pain is not a price target or a prediction. It is the strike where option writers, the dealers who sold the contracts, lose the least money. Because these writers typically hold large spot or futures positions to hedge their exposure, their rebalancing activity can nudge the underlying price toward max pain in the days before settlement. Implied volatility has dropped, not spiked. One of the more notable signals heading into Friday is that implied volatility has compressed by approximately 6 points for both BTC and ETH options. In a market sitting in fear territory with BTC down 4.35% over the past 7 days, falling implied volatility is counterintuitive. It suggests the options market is pricing in a controlled expiry rather than a volatility event. Pequignot noted that institutional traders are writing calls at higher strikes, a strategy that collects premium income while expressing measured bullish sentiment. Selling calls above the current price generates yield if BTC stays flat or rises modestly, but caps the upside if the price rips higher. It is a textbook range-bound strategy, and the compressed IV confirms that this is the consensus positioning. For context, ETH trades at 2,164, flat over 24 hours, SOL at 91.88, 0.1%, and XRP at 142, 8.6%, all as of March 25th. None of the major altcoins are showing outsized moves ahead of the expiry, which aligns with the controlled thesis. How max pain mechanics work in practice. Max pain is not a conspiracy. It operates through straightforward economics. Option writers, primarily institutional desks and market makers, are short volatility. They profit when contracts expire worthless. To manage risk on their books, they delta hedge by buying or selling spot Bitcoin and perpetual futures. As expiry approaches and open interest concentrates around specific strikes, the hedging flows from these dealers can create measurable pressure on spot price. If BTC is below max pain, the hedging math favors buying. If it is above, the math favors selling. The result is a statistical tendency, not a guarantee, for spot to drift toward the max pain level in the 48 to 72 hours before settlement. Historical data on Deribit quarterly expirations shows that BTC often closes within 5-8% of max pain on settlement day, though the variance is wide enough that traders should not treat it as a sure thing. The March 2025 quarterly expiry saw BTC settle roughly 3% from max pain. The December 2025 expiry settled over 10% away. What happens after Friday? Once the $14 billion in contracts settle, 40% of Deribit's open interest disappears overnight. That removal of hedging obligations can free up dealer inventory and reduce the synthetic supply to demand pressure that options flows create. Post-expiry periods often see a brief window of lower volatility, followed by a directional move as new positioning builds out. The put-call ratio of 0.63 suggests the replacement open interest. The new contracts traders put on for April and June may lean bullish again. But that depends heavily on macro conditions. The Fear and Greed Index at 35 reflects broader uncertainty, and BTC's 4.35% decline over the past week shows sellers have had the upper hand recently. For crypto card holders and stablecoin users, large options expirations can create short-term price swings that affect the fiat value of card balances at the point of sale. Anyone loading a card with BTC ahead of a major expiry may want to consider the timing. Converting to USDC or USDT before a known volatility event removes the settlement risk entirely, a feature that zero FX fee cards make practical for everyday spending.